Well, earlier this week, Jamie, Chris, and I had the privilege of serving lunch at our neighbors in need at the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. It was an experience that really brings home why the WJR Hunger Free and the D campaign matter so much. And this is the kind of work that changes lives every single day. And joining us now to talk about that mission and the impact it's having across Detroit is Brother Gary Wegner, Executive Director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. Brother Gary, it's good to see you.
We have
some technical difficulties here.
Okay. Go ahead.
There you go, brother. There. How are you? Good to see you.
Oh, I'm well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You know, when Jamie and Chris and I were serving lunch this week, you know, what really stuck out, and we kind of talked about this a little bit, is, you know, how much dignity and calm fills that dining room. And from your perspective, what is it about the Capuchin Soup Kitchen that kind of creates that sense of welcome for people walking through the doors?
Well, I think from the very first day that the monastery doors opened in 1883 and people came to the door, it was to welcome people with hospitality and to try and do what we could. And that carried over into the soup kitchen. And hospitality, creating a safe and welcoming environment, is absolutely one of our primary values.
When we were serving, I was struck by the food looked amazing. The amount of food that each person gets, and no questions asked. If they want a little more here or there, that's fine with you.
You know, there's a Catholic hymn, all are welcome. And I think we try to live that at the soup kitchen. We don't ask questions. We don't say, how poor are you? How rich are you? Some people come, I think, because they're lonely. Most come because they need food.
And this is part of Hunger Free in the D. This is our campaign partnering with the Capuchins, Forgotten Harvest, and the Chelani Family Foundation, offering up this $200,000 match. How important are these dollars raised to your mission, not even just in that dining room, but in all of your facilities, all of the offerings that you have for people?
Well, quite frankly, we just simply couldn't do it without our donors, without those who help us. I couldn't pay our staff. I couldn't buy the food. We couldn't do any of that. We need our donors who do so much. And Tom Chelani has been a great supporter. It's why we gave him one of our 4 Silver Soup Bowl Awards at our sock dinner to recognize the years that he has been so generous to us.
Who are the people most affected by hunger right now, brother? And how has that changed over the last few years?
Well, for example, our Meldrum site is mostly homeless or very lightly housed men and some women. And certainly during the pause of the SNAP benefits, I was starting to see families come, and a couple have continued to come.
That would break my heart. I didn't see any kids when we were doing our serving.
No.
But another thing that I did see that day was you took us on a tour of the renovations at your place.
Yes. First of all, we were very grateful that you came down and volunteered. Thank you.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
Well, and there's a lot that goes into what the Capuchins do, what you do, other than just feeding people, right? There's a lot of other support for the community.
Yes, we have our Jefferson House program for indigent men who are dealing with substance use disorder, our ROPE program for men who've had substance use disorder or who have been incarcerated, and that's a year work training program, skills. If you come out of jail, often you have these gaps in a resume, and we help fill in those gaps, and also with skills. At both our Connor and Meldrum kitchen, we have shower program. There's a great need for people who don't have, especially if they don't have a house, they don't have a home, for showers. We were getting this summer at Connor up to 30 a day.
Wow. Mm. I talked to one of the gentlemen there that was having lunch, and
yeah.
You know, he said he went through that substance abuse program, and he said, it saved my life. He goes, I was able to not only get clean, but then it made my mind right. I was able to then find work. He's a carpenter. He does all these jobs. Work can be tough still, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
But he credited the Capuchins for all that you do, and you said he saved his life.
You know, what you're saying there is... That's the part of my position as the director, because obviously it's so many other people, volunteers and staff, who are actually doing things. So I always say to my family and friends back home, when they say, what do you do? And I say, I get thanked for what other people have done or are doing, and I thank people for what they've done or are doing, which is not a bad job.
It's a good job. It's a good job.
You know, one of the things that stood out, I think, guys, when we were volunteering is how the guests, you know, interacted with us. You know, and they were, you know, joking and smiling.
That's about the lions.
About the lions, yes. And, you know, and you know, very thankful and very appreciative. And you know, brother, that human connection really is part of what the Capuchins do, having that human connection.
It really is. You know, I have two coffee mugs. I have a Detroit Lions coffee mug and I have a Green Bay Packers coffee mug. My split loyalties. And the guys in the dining room, when I came in with the Packer one, which I hadn't used for quite a while, and they said, ah, you're rubbing it in after the last game, aren't you? I said, no, not at all.
Well, you just have to, you know, have some fun, too. And I saw you having lunch with the folks there, and that's very nice. And this is all going to culminate in raising some money on Monday, but you could give now, right, Lloyd?
That's right, hungerfreeintheD.com.
Excellent.
Yep, you can give absolutely right now.
Well, yeah, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And brother, we loved coming there and volunteering and really serving. The food was, you know, it just looked delicious. The people were very happy. And I have to say, you guys probably going to say, Lloyd, stop it. I have to give a shout out to the Secretary of State again. The Secretary of State was in the Capuchin, and they were helping, you know, people get back on track again. And that's big.
Where we have so many other organizations, including like the Secretary of State, who partner with us. And I should give a shout out to Chef Allison at Meldrum. Much of the food you eat there, the produce was grown in our Earthworks Urban Farm.
Wow.
And it's fresh. She really tries to do as much as possible fresh food.
Brother Gary, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And yeah, coming up, we'll be talking to Barb McQuaid, law professor at the University of Michigan. We'll talk to her about the DOJ admitting not all the grand jury members saw the final version of the indictment against James Comey. That's next at 7:49.